Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And as a reminder, go to otrwesterns.com/survey or check the mobile app and click on the survey link. That will let me know what my demographic is, and I deeply appreciate it. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is March 7th, 1941, and the title is The Flag in the West. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Close of the Civil War, government troops were sent to the western United States to put down the Indian uprisings and protect the honest settlers from the bands of outlaws that roamed the new territory. But officers and men were untrained in frontier warfare, and their task might have proved too much for them if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, his knowledge of the country that blazed the trail for justice and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Little Osage! It's going to be trouble! Hail, Silver! Hooray!
On the stockade of an army outpost, deep in the lonely Kansas Territory, the bugler blew retreat. The color guard lowered the flag as the notes rang out, and the setting sun cast a last gleam on the waving banner. The bugle call ended. A cannon fired the evening salute.
Sunset, Captain. All present and accounted for.
Very good, Lieutenant. Prepare to close the stockade gates. In this country, come sunset, it's wise to allow no one through the gates after sundown.
Yes, sir.
But as the lieutenant headed toward the stockade to get the gates closed, a herd of cattle moved out of the woods beyond the fort and headed toward the outpost.
Hey, the fort! Don't close them gates, we're coming in!
Be in time, Larkin.
Well, just stay flat your horse. I'm supposed to see we got 10 men riding in there.
Boys, ready to start shooting as soon as we get inside.
I'll give you the signal by firing the first shot. We ain't in yet.
Hey, the fort! You gotta come in! Larkin from upriver! Indian rousted me out! Gotta save my cattle! Yes, sirree! Get a few long horns on the prod!
Look at me, Larkin!
Yeah!
Look at the darkness of the dust. These stairs are raising, makes it hard to spot the boys.
Just like we figured.
Get your guns ready. We're going into the fort. Get up there! Come on, you ornery fort, to get critters! Inside!
Hurry
up, Damien! Here, coming, mister! Get up there!
Can't see you for the dust, mister! All of them?
Yep. Reckon we made it.
You close the gates, then. Hey, can't you calm them cattle down? They're chopping all over everything.
Still on the trot, I reckon. They're driving them so hard they're nervous. Hey, ain't got many soldiers here, have you, mister?
No more than a dozen, but...
Who's in charge of this herd? Get these steers under control. They're riding all over the place.
Yes, sir, Captain. First, I'll do this.
What the... A gun?
All right, Bolter, start shooting. We got them by surprise.
Get those soldiers! Shoot them down!
An attack, Captain!
No! No, you don't, Captain.
What in thunder? You've wounded the lieutenant.
Yeah, don't reach for your side out, Captain. We're taking over this fort, Savvy. We're taking it over right now.
Several days later, a rider pushed a worn and lathered horse along the trail 100 miles south of the captured army outpost. Two men watched from a nearby bluff. One of them wore a mask under his wide-brimmed Stetson. After a moment, he turned to his companion and...
That looks like trouble, Tonto.
Him ride plenty far.
Both horse and rider worn out, covered with dust. They're coming from upriver, Kemosabe.
That way Larkin go, huh?
No one would push his horse that fast unless he were in desperate need of help. You think we'd better deal ourselves in? All right, Kemosabe. Tonto, look. Cutting toward the horse and rider.
Somebody shoot.
That man needs help before those attackers get him. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
This way, cut down the slope.
We go fast.
Turn your horse. Head toward us. Here, guns, Kemosabe. Drive those men off. Hey, Ron, grab the reins, Kemosabe. Let them go. We better care for this man first.
Him fall to the ground.
Steady, Silver. Here. You all right? Are you hurt?
Him not hurt.
Tonto. Tonto, this isn't a man. It's a woman.
Thank you kindly, mister. If it hadn't been for you and the engine, Bulger would have got me before I could spread the news.
Larkin captured the outpost?
Surprised the garrison, took it over. Wounded my husband, Lieutenant Summers. Locked him in the guardhouse. I waited my chance and I got away. I figured maybe if I could get word to the army fort, the big fort, they could go and arrest Larkin's Ben.
What for bad men take outposts? Me not savvy that.
I think I know the reason. It's the fur trappers. Isn't that so, Mrs. Summers?
Mister, you got a bullseye on that guess. It sure is.
In this time of year, the fur trappers come out of the northwest, heading for the Mississippi.
That right. They sell fur skin at Big River.
They pass right by that army outpost.
Larkin plans to dress his men in uniforms and take the trappers by surprise. Those furs are worth plenty of cash.
That's it. Tonto, you stay here with Mrs. Summers. Take care of her.
Me do it.
Here, Silver. Silver can get there in no time. You rest up. We'll be back. Yep. Adios.
Adios, Kemosabe.
Adios, masked men. Adios. Bring them as fast as you can. We've got to save the outpost.
If the soldiers can be brought, Silver and I'll bring them. Now come on, Silver, old boy. Silver, away! I've been riding all day. Where's the commanding officer?
We let you into Fort Carson because you were alone, even though it's full dark outside. But hold on a minute.
Well?
I didn't notice before. Mister, the army doesn't powwow with outlaws.
I'm no outlaw.
You're wearing a mask.
I've told you I'm no outlaw. Would I ride straight into your fort if I were?
No, I reckon not.
Still, there's no time for delay. The commanding officer must see me. He's got to send out a rescue party at once.
Rescue party? For what?
The outpost on the Little Osage. It's been seized by Larkin's outlaws.
The Little Osage outpost? Mister, I got friends out there. Lieutenant Summers, he was...
Summers is wounded. The detail is imprisoned. Now, will you take me to your commanding officer? There's no time for delay.
Mister, I regret to say that we can't send out a rescue party.
By whose authority do you say that?
It so happens I'm in command here.
You? By your stripes, you're a lieutenant, not a captain.
The captain's out with a troop on an expedition against the Cripple Creek Sioux Indians. I've been left in charge. Mister, I hate to say it, but I'm... strict orders not to do anything.
You can't spare any men?
We've got just enough men to man the fort. We can't ride out. I'd give my right arm to help Summers in the outpost, but orders are orders. If you're going to save the outpost, mister, you'll have to do it yourself.
Engine, there's a horse coming from the fort. That can't be the masked man.
That friend.
But it's barely sunrise. He couldn't have reached the fort and back.
Silver run plenty fast. At him, all right.
Kemosabe!
Kemosabe!
Masked man, you've been to the fort?
There and back, Mrs. Summers. But it's no use.
But where are the soldiers? Where are the men to rouse those skunks out of the outpost?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Mrs. Summers. The main force is out after marauding redskins. Only a handful remain. And they have strict orders to stay at Fort Carsey.
Mister, then they're lost. My husband and those fur trappers, all of them are lost.
Not yet.
Huh?
Tonto and I will head for the Little Osage outpost, Mrs. Summers. Get Scout, Kemosabe.
We ride, Tonto.
Mister, you can't. Just you two against that band of coyotes? We haven't got more chance than a day-old colt.
We're taking that chance, Mrs. Summers. As for you, it's not far to Fort Carsey. Your horse is rested. You can go there.
No.
What?
I said no, mister. I calculate you're plum loco trying to rescue the outpost on your own, but then I'm loco, too.
Mrs. Summers, you can't come with us. There might be danger.
My husband's in danger right now, mister. That's all I care about.
Well, perhaps you're right. Saddle Mrs. Summers' horse, Tonto. We're heading for the outpost.
Well, Lieutenant Summers, it sure strikes me funny to hear you making threats.
Larkin, how long do you think you can get away with seizing an outpost?
Take it easy, Summers. You got a wounded arm.
There'll be a rescue party from Fort Carson.
That's enough. You're going back in the guardhouse with the rest of them soldiers.
I prefer.
Oh, no. First, you got to tell me what I want to know.
I refuse.
You'll answer me, Savvy. Now, what's more, when does the fur trappers come past here? When are they tricking them skins to the big river?
Wild horses won't drag that out of me, Larkin.
Yeah.
Go ahead, use a whip, use anything. I still tell you nothing.
Tough as a catamount, ain't
you? I'm a soldier, and when my wife reaches Fort Carsey, they'll come a-running in.
You needn't pull up, Summers. I know about your wife sneaking out of here.
Huh?
How'd you let something slip, eh? Sure, she skipped. Headed right for the fort. But I sent Bulger and one of the boys after her.
I don't believe it.
That much you don't.
You didn't catch her?
What difference is that? Yeah, Summers. Yeah, come to think of it, we did catch her.
You're just saying it.
Yeah. I'm saying it's true. I'm saying we did catch her. And I'm giving you one more chance. Tell me what I want to know, or,
Or what?
Well, you wouldn't want nothing to happen to your wife, would you?
I don't believe you captured her. Where is she?
Oh, no, you don't, Summers. We got her, and you're going to tell us. If you don't, maybe you'll never see her again.
Of course,
if you want to gamble that I ain't telling a straight story, that's your lookout.
But... Oh, no. No, I can't take a chance. For Betty's sake, I can't.
Sure not. Now, when's the fur trappers due? Speak up.
Well, it'll be around...
Well, what's eating you? Give me the answer. What are you staring at? What's out of that window? What? An arrow. Come whizzing in through the window. Hey, give me that.
You're welcome, Larkin.
Oh, piece of paper fastened to the arrow, huh?
You don't have to read it, Larkin. I already saw it. So you tried to fool me, huh?
I don't savvy.
Tell me you captured my wife. Well, I won't tell you about the fur trappers because you haven't got my wife. That note says she's free. Understand? Free.
If I knew who wrote that note and shut it in here,
I'd...
Ayo Silva. That's what I heard a couple of hours ago. It was him sent that arrow with the note. Him. It's a Lone Ranger. Oh, I can't sleep for wondering about that. What's that?
Summers.
The window. Who is it?
Careful. Keep your voice down.
Who are you?
You read my note?
You're the Lone Ranger. My wife. She is safe?
She's outside the stockade. We camped back in the woods.
You got over the stockade in the dark?
There's little time. I'll have to get away before I'm discovered. Summers, one of the fur trappers due to arrive.
Day after tomorrow, about. I didn't tell Larkin.
Day after tomorrow. Not much time, then.
Not much time. Mister, what about Fort Carsey? What about the garrison?
No, you, Summers. The entire troop, except for a detail, is out hunting the Sioux.
Oh. Begin to survey. You'll have to play a lone hand, eh?
Summers, how many soldiers are in the guardhouse with you?
Six is all that'll lift.
Six. And Larkin has 10 men, all expert shots.
Yeah.
Can still be done, Summers. I have a plan. But that plan won't work unless I can depend on you.
Kimasabe.
Toto, what's wrong?
Heap trouble. You come fast.
Trouble? Engine, you mean
that? Toto, Larkin's men didn't find the rope over the stockade.
That's right. They find rope.
Hey, Larkin! You hombre, turn out!
Listen.
There's somebody in the post! Somebody got over the wall on the rope!
What we do? Get away from the guardhouse, Kimasabe. It's dark. Thank heaven for that. Our only chance to get away is to make sure that darkness protects us. This way.
Get light! Shut around! Watch the gates and the fence! If you see any strangers, shoot to kill!
Thunderation. The Lone Ranger ain't got a chance.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Larkin's band of desperados had surprised and overpowered the tiny army outpost on the Little Osage. With rescue from the distant army fort impossible, the Lone Ranger and Tonto scaled the stockade at night to contact the few remaining soldiers imprisoned in their own guardhouse. But the rope used to scale the stockade was discovered. With drawn guns, the outlaws hunted for the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Get back, Kimasabi. They're coming close. Back into the corner.
They got to be around somewhere. If you see them shoot, bring them lights. We'll head for the gate first. Come on there, fellas. They're on the gate now.
Was close.
We see guns shining light.
Well, we've got to get over that wall and soon. We won't stand a chance if they locate us.
Hit plenty bad.
Have you had another rope?
We not got rope.
We can climb the stockade on this side up to the firing platforms. It's more than a 20-foot drop over.
Nothing down at this end. Let's start working across the outpost.
You hear? They come this way.
Tonto, wait here for me.
Huh?
I won't be a minute. I've got to go back to the guardhouse and tell Summers the plan we decided on.
What good plan? We not get out.
I won't get another chance to tell him. Stay here. They come too close before I return. Don't wait for me. Get over the wall any way you can.
We go now. They come.
Understand, Kimasabi? Don't wait for me.
No. Friend in trouble. Tonto not leave.
Do as I say, Tonto. If anything goes wrong, try to get away. I'll be back.
No. Tonto not leave. Friend in danger. Tonto wait.
Gone long time. Him.
Now I got you. Don't move, Injun.
Are you at...
Sure. Snuck up along the timbers. Keep your hands high while I raise a shout for Larkin. Pretty slick tossing a loop over the stockade, ain't you? Well, pretty soon that rope will be tossed around your neck, Savvy. Hey, Larkin!
I got back just in time, Kimasabi.
Tonto, see you come. Say nothing. You hit him good.
Hunter, what'd you say?
Him here. We've got to run for it, Tonto. Quick, follow me.
Let it go after him.
Now up the ladder.
What we do? We not got rope.
Tonto, it's Silver. He's right below us. Jump. Jump for the saddle.
Shoot. I got over. Shoot.
Steady, Silver.
Tonto, go now.
Get the best man. He don't go. Jump. He must help.
Here I jump.
Did you see that? They had a horse fight.
Hold your fire.
Look at that white horse. They're gone and we can't stop them.
Man gone to now.
He'll be back soon.
When I heard all those shots the night before last, I figured you were goners, both of them.
Bullets come plenty close.
And then you come riding out of the darkness on that white horse. I tell you, it sure made me feel a lot better.
Friend got plans.
It's mighty hard, though, waiting with my husband in the stockade wounded.
Oh, him better now. Him not hurt bad.
Oh, you and the masked man have been saying that. Are you sure you aren't saying it just to make me feel better?
Tonto tell truth.
I'm sorry for doubting your engine. It's just that I...
You wonder why we wait, huh?
If we could have gotten the soldiers from Fort Carsey, it would have been easy.
You not worry.
Land of Goshen, what's the masked man waiting for? If he has a plan, why doesn't...
What that?
Must be the masked man.
You get back. Maybe a bad man. You get back. Tonto, see.
Engine, the camp's well hidden. You don't think...
Better be ready.
Here's the rifle.
Yeah, you get back. Other side. Higher.
I sure hope it isn't Larkin's men.
You come far enough. You stop.
It's all right, Kimasabi.
Oh...
I'm glad to see you were on guard, Tonto.
Me do like you say.
Masked man, where have you been? What'd you find out?
Mrs. Summers, the fur trappers are coming down the Little Osage. They'll be at the outpost before noon.
That's where you've been. You've seen their campfire.
I saw them.
Then you warned them that Larkin is going to drug out some. You told them
I told them nothing. I didn't go near those campfires.
You didn't? But, Mr.
You forget, Mrs. Summers. I wear a mask. Do you think they'd believe a masked man? They'd more likely regard me as an outlaw.
But you're the Lone Ranger.
The fur trappers don't know that, Mrs. Summers.
Mr. Somebody's got to warn them.
You, Mrs. Summers.
Me?
Your horse is here. They'll listen to you, surely.
Yes, I reckon so, but...
Tonto and I will ride with you part of the way. But we'll have to leave you before sunup, and we want to carry out our plan.
I savvy. You want me to tell the fur trappers to stay shy of the outpost?
No. No, I want them to go right ahead as if they suspected nothing.
Mister, if they do that...
They'll run into a trap?
Well, won't they?
I hope not, Mrs. Summers. You tell them about Larkin. Tell them to head straight for the outpost. Tell them to be ready for anything. Because once Larkin learns that the fur trappers are getting near, we'll have to move fast. Too fast for explanations.
Woman gone plenty long now. Why we wait?
Keep watching, Kimasabi.
Sun already up in sky.
We're hidden by the trees, Tonto. We can see the outpost from here.
Huh.
No preparations made yet. That means they haven't learned about the fur trappers. They must have men out watching for them.
We wait for that?
For that and something else.
Huh?
Tonto, Larkin's one chance of surprising the fur trappers is to make it appear that everything is all right inside the army outpost.
He's savvy, that.
That means Larkin will have to use soldiers' uniforms for his men. He'll have to keep the stockade gate open in the daytime, so the fur trappers will see that everything is in order. And where will Larkin get those uniforms? Only one answer, Kemosabe. The soldiers in the guardhouse.
What you mean?
Before the fur trappers arrive, Larkin will open the guardhouse to get the uniforms from the prisoners. When that happens, we start moving.
Oh, now me savvy good.
And we'll have to go at top speed to get into the outpost before Larkin realizes what we're doing. We'll have to get in fast and get to the soldiers while the guardhouse is still open.
That's plenty hard to do.
It's the only chance to capture these outlaws. Summer knows of the plan. He's ready for it. It may work, and then again it... Listen.
Him come fast.
Going to pass right by us. Out of sound, Silver.
Stay quiet, Scout.
Look, King Sabe. It's Bulger.
Ah.
He's got news.
We stop him.
No, Tata. No, we're letting him go right on by. Right into the post. We're going to wait.
Come on, Cayuse! Get along the trail! It's the fur trappers! I gotta tell Larkin! Get along there! Hey, they're opening the gates! It's Bulger! I got news! Open up them gates! Larkin! Where in blazes is Larkin?
Bulger, they told you to watch the Little Osage Trail. What are you doing back here?
I seen him, Larkin.
Huh?
I seen the fur trappers. Spied on their camp just after dawn. I took a good look and left pronto. Hightailed back to tell you.
You seen them, huh?
They got mountains of skins. Beaver and muskrat and fox and otter. Enough to make us all rich for
them. Shut up, your brain! Shut up! We ain't got them first yet.
We will have soon, Larkin. Easy as rolling off along.
Yeah. There's been some things I don't like. For example, that mast yet in the engine. We ain't seen hide nor hair of them. I don't like it.
Shucks, Larkin. You were plumb loco about them.
I tell you, I don't like it.
Well, why fret over the past? They tried to get the soldiers and they missed. I'll bet they're still traveling high, wide, and handsome after the scare we give them.
Yeah, maybe so. We ain't seen any sign of them around.
Nary one. I tell you, they're gone, and we can forget them.
I reckon we might as well.
Now you're talking my lingo. How are we going to work it?
Like I told you. Now listen close, you gents. How soon you figure the traps will get here, Bulger?
Around midday, Larkin.
Keno. Couldn't be better. We'll wait till we see them come into sight. Postmen on the stockade to watch. As soon as we spot them, we'll get to the guardhouse and grab those pretty uniforms. Them trappers sure are due for a surprise.
Almost noon, Kemosabe. From here, we can see the outpost. Look right down into it.
They watch from wall.
Keeping well hidden. See anything up the trail?
They're dust.
Dust?
Yes.
Yes, Tata, the trappers.
And look. Look at Fort.
I see, yes. Larkin, Bulger, and the others. They spotted the dust just as we have. They're heading for the guardhouse. On your horse. The gates are wide open. This is our chance.
Them all dizzy.
They're so busy getting ready, they may not look this way. We'll be inside the gates before they realize it.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout. It's all right. We've got to hurry.
Hail, Silver, Hawaii!
The trappers are coming, Larkin. We got the gates wide open.
Get that guardhouse open, Bulger.
Yeah, this
you're jumpy as a cricket. Give me that. I'll open it. You just keep your guns out. Stand around so none of them soldiers tries to make a play.
Yeah, this doggone lock is rusty as...
Now the door. All right, you soldier boys, step out pronto.
You won't get away with this, Larkin.
Take off that uniform, Summers, and tell your men to do the same.
If you weren't holding those guns...
Do like you're told or no argument.
There won't be no arguments. We're holding the guns.
We're part of the United States Army, Larkin. You can't order us around.
No.
I'm warning you right now. The soldiers from Fort Carsey will hunt you down like wolves after a rabbit.
We done all right this far, Summers. Before them soldiers get here, we'll have them furs and be out of here.
We want them uniforms. We're taking them any way you like, but we aim to get them.
Summers, I'm going to give you just one more chance.
All right. We'll do like you say.
That's better.
Peel them off, man.
I'm about Summers' size. I reckon I'll be a lieutenant.
You'll disgrace any uniform, you snicker nut.
Next time you make a statement like that, Summers, you'll get more than a slap in the face. You'll get a bullet.
What in the thunder?
It's a mess, man.
Oh,
get those soldiers back to the guardhouse.
It's too late for that. Come on, man.
Here's a bullet for you, Summers.
No, you don't.
Oh, he got the gun right out of my hand.
Use your gun. Step it up.
It's you.
Get off me, engine. Don't you get hit,
don't. I surrender, masked man. Don't shoot.
The rest of you, drop those guns. Drop them.
You got them buffaloed, mister. Them yellow coyotes can't stand up to you in a fair fight. Corporal, take over those sidearms.
Yes, sir.
You'll put them in the guardhouse, Summers?
Yeah. Thanks to you and your Indian partner, we got them where they belong. Come on, Larkin, on your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, Lieutenant. I've got in the guardhouse. I'm going.
Get them all in there.
Summers, we took them by surprise.
Yes, mister. But the credit for it belongs to you. And when the fur trappers get here, they'll learn all about it. Sure is good to know these outlaws won't ever wear the United States uniform.
Look, Santos. The trappers are celebrating at the outpost.
Ah. Soldiers, too.
Mrs. Summers and her husband were certainly glad to see each other again.
That's right. What's wrong? They stopped?
Of course they stopped, Hunter. It's sunset. Listen. It's a retreat, Kemosabe. The end of the day. The flag is being lowered. The stars and stripes, Tonto. Our flag.
Flag waving breeze.
The stars and stripes. Yes, Kemosabe. Long may she wave. Come on, Silver. We've done our job. That flag will keep on waving. Come on.
Get it up, Scout. Hail, Silver, away!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call Lima voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. And subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.